Ride this train to Bogalusa, Louisiana. See these swamps and forests? Man's never set foot in a lot of it. You'll find alligator, mink, coon, possum, squirrel, otter, and the lakes are full of fish. You'll find places so virgin and fresh that you'll think the Lord just created it yesterday. As a matter of fact, some people say when this world was made, a whole lot of it must have looked just like southern Louisiana does now. In 1788, I left Halifax, Nova Scotia, with about 200 other Acadians. And we made a long, tiring journey south. In our party of 200, there was this beautiful girl that I just haven't quite been able to forget. Doreen was her name. And Doreen and I were, well, we were kind of pledged to each other. And we said when we got to the promised land, we'd build us a house, and someday we'd have the biggest sugarcane plantation in the country. And I used to make Doreen blush when I'd tell her we'd raise the biggest family in the country, too. As I walked by the lake one day, by chance my Doreen passed my way. Then she and I walked hand in hand on the banks of Pontchartrain. I pinned a flower on her heart, I swore we'd never be apart. She vowed her love forever, and as I kissed her, did the same. Doreen, my Doreen, my dark-haired little angel, my belle of Pontchartrain. We sat down on the dock, and with our hearts and fingers locked, we laughed and talked and joked about when our names are the same. And joking, I said, honey, are you marrying me for money? And it took just one quick look to tell, it hurt my dear Doreen. She jumped and stood above me, and she cried, why you don't love me? I'm rowing home across the lake, you won't see me again. I called and called some more, but she rowed fast from the shore, and the clouds brought by a wind began to rain on Pontchartrain. Doreen, I called Doreen, come back my little angel, my belle of Pontchartrain. The storm should make her learn that she should make a swift return, but as the rain fell harder, I lost sight of my Doreen. As panic gripped my heart, I drew the oars and made my start to look for her on raging water and the rain on Pontchartrain. At darkness I still called, but no one heard my cries at all. And when the daybreak came, then others helped me look for my Doreen. But there was not a thing afloat except the oars from her rowboat, for all was lost upon the choppy waves and rain on Pontchartrain. Now I come day after day to where my sweetheart rowed away, and I gaze across the water of the rainy Pontchartrain. Just one thing and nothing more ever floated back to shore. 'Twas this flower I hold, it is the one I pinned on my Doreen. Doreen, my Doreen, my dark-haired little angel, my belle of Pontchartrain.